Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Retailers and grocery stores play an important role in ensuring food share members can access healthy, nutritious food to feed their families. Today, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services remind Wisconsin businesses who have signed up for the food share program that food share recipients have had funding legally loaded onto their cards, and businesses cannot turn away members using Quest cards at registers. Food share members receive benefits on a Quest card, similar to a debit card that allows them to pay for food at any business that has agreed to participate in the program. Current federal guidance states that consumers may continue to redeem the existing balance issued to their Quest card at any authorized retailer. If food share members are wrongfully denied the ability to use their Quest cards to purchase food when they have a balance remaining, they should take the following steps. Tell the store staff, "I have a balance on my Quest card and I am able to use it." Call Wisconsin's Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128 or email datcphotline at wi.gov. Any Wisconsinite who needs additional food or infant formula for their house or family can reach out to 211 for information and referrals to local services. Anyone can use 211 to get help by dialing 211 or 1-877-947-2211. At the Capitol, proposed legislation would require additional labeling for lab-grown protein. State Senator Romaine Quinn says the bill would place labeling requirements on food products that contain cultured animal cells or tissue.
I think consumers truly want to support their local farm economies, and you can only do that if you know what you're buying.
If signed into law, products containing cultured animal cells or derived from culture animal cells would be required to be labeled with the phrase lab-grown meat.
I personally probably support an outright ban on this stuff. I think we're going to see a lot more developments in science that really question what we're eating and frankly who we are. And so I want to kind of get ahead of the curve, but instead of an outright ban, we just want to allow consumers to choose for themselves.
Quinn says it's hard for consumers to choose if they don't know what they're buying. The bill was introduced in the Senate and has bipartisan support along with co-sponsors in the State Assembly.
I'd love to get this to the governor's desk this fall yet.
Quinn thinks when consumers can see their choices, they'll choose meat that was grown sustainably from Wisconsin farmers. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 8.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.83 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 11.3 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 1.7 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.39 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.19 a gallon, a difference of 80 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has risen 4.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.03 a gallon. The national average is down 4 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 0.8 cents per gallon higher than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 6.5 cents compared to a week ago and stands at $3.73 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, "The national average price of gasoline edged higher last week, with the vast majority of states seeing prices climb." He added, "Refinery issues in the Great Lakes and West Coast have kept prices elevated, and gasoline inventory data from the government showed another large weekly drop in supplies, which has temporarily propped up prices. With thousands of flight cancellations ahead of Thanksgiving due to the FAA flight cuts, there could be slight shifts in gasoline demand, which may limit any near-term declines." The Wisconsin Department of Revenue has announced that its free, secure, electronic filing option, WisTax, will be available for filing 2025 income taxes starting in February, with expanded features for those who claim the veterans and surviving spouses' property credit or need to amend their return. This announcement comes in the wake of the IRS announcing it will discontinue its free secure income tax filing system, Direct File. The IRS notified states that offered the free government tax filing service, known as Direct File, in 2025, including Wisconsin, that the program has been discontinued and won't be available for the next filing season. The program allowed eligible taxpayers in certain states to file their federal taxes for free directly with the IRS. The shutdown is effective as of November 2025, and no future launch date has been set. Taxpayers can learn more about WisTax by visiting DOR's website or by contacting DOR Customer Service for assistance. Free federal and state tax preparation assistance is also available to eligible taxpayers through the VITA program offered by community organizations and IRS-certified volunteers. To locate a site near you, use the VITA TCE Locator Tool or the AARP Site Locator Tool. A man has been arrested 17 days after being released from a state prison. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports early last Monday morning at approximately 1:30, the sheriff's office was notified that a vulnerable adult, age 34, was missing from their residence in the village of Reedstown since Saturday night, November 1st. The reporter indicated that the missing person was likely with 43-year-old Jerry Michael Campbell, who was known to the individual being reported missing. Although the missing person did not have a phone when they left, detectives determined that they were communicating with friends or family members. The missing person's name and personal identifying information was entered into the National Crime Information Center Missing Persons Database while the search continued locally. Early Thursday evening, the sheriff's office located the missing person and transported them to a safe location. Friday afternoon, Jerry Campbell was arrested and transported to the Sheriff's Office Detention Center. He was booked for sexual assault in the second degree, a Class C felony for having sexual contact with a person who suffers from a mental illness or deficiency, which renders that person temporarily or permanently incapable of appraising the person's conduct, and the defendant knows of such condition. Mick Cosgrove of Richland Center has been awarded the Community Foundation of South Central Wisconsin's Professional Advisors Recognition Society Award. Cosgrove, a financial advisor and a managing partner at Capital Wealth Advisory Group in Richland Center, accepted the award from Community Foundation Board President Bob Ginther at the organization's October meeting. Mick exemplifies what it means to give back. He currently serves on the boards of Richland Center Performing Arts Council, Southwest Partners, Richland Rejuvenates, Schmidt Woodland Hills, New House Richland Church, and has previously served on the Richland Center Chamber of Commerce. His dedication goes beyond titles. Mick devotes much of his free time to volunteering and supporting local groups and events, all with the goal of making the community a welcoming and enjoyable place to live. Mick's values are rooted in service and connection. He encourages others to get involved, whether through volunteering or attending local events. For Mick, seeing an event come to life, raising funds for a worthy cause, and creating opportunities for entertainment and engagement that are deeply meaningful. His efforts reflect a passion for bringing people together and strengthening the fabric of the community. Sheila Troxell, a Community Foundation board member from Richland Center, nominated Cosgrove for the award. She noted that Cosgrove helped raise $2 million to help build the Richland Center Aquatic Center. Troxell wrote, "Mick is an inspiration to our community about how working together makes dreams come true." The Community Foundation of South Central Wisconsin is a nonprofit public charity whose mission is to connect people who care with charitable gifts to local needs. Governed by a volunteer board of community leaders, the foundation is based in Baraboo and serves Adams, Juneau, Sauk, Columbia, Richland, and Vernon counties. Recent recipients of awards granted from Community Foundation of South Central Wisconsin to Richland County include Grace, the Salvation Army, Richland Center Fire Department, the Richland Center Parks Project, Hornet Summer Football Youth Program, the AD German Warehouse, and Southwest Partners. The foundation has distributed more than $10 million in charitable grants since its founding in 1998. Grants support local charities working to make life better for everyone in the community. Donations to support the foundation's work may be sent to the Community Foundation of South Central Wisconsin, P.O. Box 544, Baraboo, Wisconsin, 53913. For more information, call 608-355-0884 or email director@cfscw.org. Southwest Wisconsin Technical College will launch a new automation systems technology program in fall 2026, preparing students for careers in one of the fastest growing areas of modern industry. The program will focus on robotics, programmable logic controllers, and system integration, with an emphasis on advanced technical skills rather than general maintenance. Austin Yeager, advanced manufacturing instructor at the college, said the goal is to develop technicians who can understand and troubleshoot entire automation systems. Students will receive hands-on training with FANUC robots, including collaborative robots that are becoming increasingly common in the workplace. They will also use Rockwell Studio 5000 software for PLC instruction while branching into human-machine interface systems and servo drives. The program's design encourages students to build and integrate their own small-scale automation projects, giving them the foundation to adapt to the evolving needs of employers. According to Yeager, the ability to see the big picture is what will set graduates apart. The Automation Systems Technology Program is structured for self-motivated learners who enjoy problem-solving and want a challenging, rewarding career path. Yeager said students can expect to face new problems on the job daily, requiring adaptability, humility, and creativity. With automation expanding across industries from manufacturing to logistics, Southwest Tech's new program positions graduates to step into critical roles supporting advanced technology systems.